Mia Henderson, Candy Hall, Tiffany Edwards, Zoraida Reyes, Yasmin Chances, Ania Parker. Six women of color, brutally murdered. From Baltimore, Maryland to Anaheim, California, Fort Myers, Florida to Cincinnati, Ohio. Each of these women had one thing in common. They were transgender, and they were targeted because of it. Transgender people, and particularly transgender women of color, are disproportionately affected by hate violence. Here in New York City, a 28-year-old gender nonconforming person was badly beaten in Bushwick in October, just a month after three men shot a 22-year-old gender nonconforming person in that same neighborhood. And of course, the relatives of Islan Nettles, a transgender woman beaten to death in Harlem in the summer of 2013, still wait for justice in her murder. This Wednesday, November 19th, the New York City LGBT Center will host the annual Transgender Day of Remembrance, a gathering that seeks to remember transgender and gender nonconforming people, particularly from communities of color, lost to violence in the preceding year. The event will, in the words of organizers, build community and remember those we have lost and celebrate the resilience and brilliance of surviving communities. To talk briefly about the Trans Day of Remembrance, we're joined by Alok Vaidmanen of the Audre Lorde Project, one of the event's organizers. Alok, good morning.
Good morning.
So we know that the Trans Violence Tracking Portal has reported that every 32 hours, a trans woman somewhere in the world is murdered. Can you tell our audience how trans people of color face disproportionate violence and why that is?
Sure. I think it's really important to understand that in 2013, 89% of homicide victims who are LGBT were actually people of color, and the overwhelming majority of them were trans women of color. And that we recognize that across the data for the past couple of years, it's predominantly also black people and that who are experiencing the most violence. And I think there are a lot of different reasons for this. But I think it's also just really important to understand that people who experience both racism and classism are the people who are experiencing anti-trans violence the most. It's often because they don't have access to stable housing. They don't actually have access to comprehensive health care, and that all of these structural impediments actually create increased proximity to violence.
Right. And so tell us a little bit about this Transgender Day of Remembrance here in New York at the LGBT Center. What groups are involved and what will happen that night?
Sure. So we're the Audre Lorde Project, and we're a community organizing center for and by LGBT people of color. And every year we have a different TDOR event. This year we're working with a couple of other activist groups in the city, including the Anti-Violence Project, Fierce, Sylvia Vera Law Project, Queer Detainee Empowerment Project, and Streetwise and Safe. And we'll be having our annual TDOR event on Wednesday the 19th from 6 to 9 p.m. at 81 Christopher Street. And I think what makes our TDOR celebration and acknowledgement particularly unique that we really try to focus on the leadership of people most directly impacted by this issue. So what often happens around TDOR is that we have a lot of allies who are interested in talking about issues facing trans people of color, but not actually allowing the leadership of trans people of color to actually happen. So what's unique about our event is that we allow trans and gender nonconforming people of color who are experiencing the brunt of the violence to determine what the agenda actually looks like. And it looks different from year to year, but what we try to do is have a comfortable mixture between acknowledging those that we've lost and also celebrating those that we still have. We don't want to just sort of only come together to acknowledge our victimhood, but also to acknowledge the ways in which we've been resilient.
That's really powerful. I know that one of the projects at the Audre Lorde Project is the Trans Justice Initiative. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Trans Justice is a political organizing committee for and by trans and gender nonconforming people of color. It was started because, once again, I feel like a lot in the LGBT movement, you'll have people talk about trans women of color or talk about trans people of color. There are very few spaces where we can actually do the work for our own communities. So Trans Justice is a really unique political space, but once again, people most directly impacted by structural oppression can actually organize together. In the past, we've worked on several different campaigns for racial and economic justice. But right now, we're predominantly working on one, talking about police discrimination and brutality against trans and gender nonconforming people of color. And then two, talking about the denial of Medicaid to trans and gender nonconforming people of color, and also the sort of more general lack of adequate health care for trans people in New York.
We're speaking to Alok Vaidmenon of the Audre Lorde Project about the upcoming Transgender Day of Remembrance this Wednesday. Alok, where can people find more information about this event and about the Audre Lorde Project?
You can look at our website, alp.org, or you can find us on Facebook by searching the Audre Lorde Project, and we'll be posting all of our updates about TDOR to those two places.
That's great. Thanks so much. We have been joined by Alok Vaidmenon of the Audre Lorde Project to cover this year's Transgender Day of Remembrance coming up this Wednesday, November 19th, at the New York City LGBT Center. Alok, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having us.